Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. You are all welcome again for the continuity of our Bhakti Shastri course, Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 4, we were discussing yesterday, Jnana Yoga. Transcendental knowledge. The knowledge which is beyond three modes of material nature is called transcendental knowledge. And in this chapter, first there is a knowledge about Sri Krishna, given by Sri Krishna himself. The knowledge about Krishna by given Krishna himself. So it is most authentic and authoritative knowledge. God is speaking for himself. Once Srila Prabhupada was in some European country and people asked Prabhupada, so what is your message, why you came here? Prabhupada said, in that country there were many churches and many people were pious. He said, you are all very pious people, it's very nice, you have your worship. He said, that's all right, but why you came? What is your message? Then Prabhupada said, we are speaking the most authoritative knowledge given by God himself. So this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is given by God himself. So it is most authoritative knowledge. There are some rich men, anybody can speculate, this man has this much money, this man has this much money. It is all speculation, but the man says himself that what is my asset, that is more authentic. So you can speculate about God, but when God speaks himself, then that is a perfect proof. That is the authentic knowledge. So Krishna is speaking about him, the transcendental knowledge. So we discussed the first 10 verses, transcendental knowledge about Krishna, given by Krishna. When he appears, why he appears, how he is unborn. When he appears, he is simultaneously here as well as in his Golok Dham. Simultaneously he is at both places. Not that when he is here, he is not in their own Dham. So then we discuss something, whatever the path people take, whatever they desire, ultimately everything is sanctioned by Krishna. He is the final authority. And he reciprocates according to everybody's surrender. And he created Varnashram system, but he is not part of the Varnashram system. Varnashram system is basically for the gradual advancement in the spiritual realization. That system is misused and exploited by certain classes of people in the form of casteism. But this is a scientific system, it's given by God according to the guna and karma. And then we discussed yesterday, even if you have a transcendental knowledge, which usually means you have no any responsibility for doing any sort of occupational duty. When you are situated in jnana, there is no obligation for occupational duty. But time and again Krishna is repeating same concept. Even if you have a transcendental knowledge, you are fully self-realized, but still you must perform your work with knowledge, at a knowledge platform. Karma at a knowledge platform. Before that, karma is at fruitive result platform. That is, karma kand is a karma at a fruitive result platform. Then is a karma as a sakam platform. Then कर्म विद निष्काम प्लेटफॉर्म दैट ऑल्सो एडवांस देन देर इज ए कर्म बट देर इज ए ज्ञान प्लेटफॉर्म. सो दिस सेक्शन हैज ए कर्म इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ कर्मी डूइंग ऑल द एक्टिविटीज. सिंस देर इज नो अटैचमेंट टू द डिजायर्स एवरीथिंग इज ऑफर्ड टू कृष्णा. Therefore, there is no reaction. Therefore, his karma is called a karma, which is devotional service. Though he is doing all his activities, he is engaged in all the activities, but still, he is called a karmi. Then, Vedic system is bona fide. Krishna says there are different type of sacrifices with a different people with a different mentalities, with a different even among devotees. You will see the devotees chanting some Hare Krishna, sitting peacefully like Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. These are the devotees, they have done some yoga earlier, so they can sit straight and peacefully chant Hare Krishna. You will see some devotee chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They are at a karma platform. They were very active, so they cannot be still. They have to be active. They cannot chant while sitting. They have to walk. And they chant. So even when you are a devotee, even your chanting is also from the different backgrounds. Some yogis, they are chanting, their chanting is different. Some active karma people, they are chanting. They are chanting in a way with different mood. So this way, The different people have a different propensities to do karma. But they do according to the direction of Veda, then ultimately the culmination is in transcendental knowledge. So there are almost 12-14 different type of yagyas are described. It means all their karma is for yagya. So when the karma is for yagya, for Vishnu, for Krishna, then karma is transformed from material into spiritual. And therefore it is a karma. Ultimately. Now, today we will discuss how this transcendental knowledge can be achieved. What are the qualification or requirements to receive this knowledge? What is the result of this knowledge? Who is eligible for this knowledge and who is unfit for this knowledge? So this is the last section of this summary of the transcendental knowledge. So we will start right here. Go to the verse 34.
तद्विधि प्रणिपातेन परिपरश्रेण सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानं ज्ञानिनस्तत्त्वदर्शनः.
So read the translation, Prabhu.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto
तद विधि. विधि मीन्स द प्रोसेस. तद मीन्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज. द प्रोसेस फॉर ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज, फॉर अक्वायरिंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज इज प्रणिपातेन. वर्ड मीनिंग ऑफ पातेन, यू नो दिस डोनेशन बॉक्स विच इज इन फ्रंट ऑफ द ड्यूटीज. What is the name, technical name for this donation box? Danapatra. It's called Pranami. In Sanskrit it is called Pranami. This is Pranam, Pranipatena. When you bow down before deities, you have to put some olden days, there were coins. Now you come in the temple, you ring the bell to tell God that you have come. That may be busy. But when you pay obeisance, you must put coin, kruk, Hare Krishna. Then your attendance is registered. This is punching card in the factory. No punching, no attendance. So make sure you punch cards. This is most important. That's called prani means when you offer obeisance, that's called pranami. So vidhi is you approach a self-realized person, one who knows the tattva. Tattva of Krishna's birth and activity. Tattvataha. The one who knows the transcendental knowledge in parampara. One who is self-realized. Brahmanishtri, Brahmasrotri. The Guru must be Brahmanishtra and Brahmasrotra. Brahmasrotra means he must have heard from a proper source. That's called Brahmasrotri. And Brahmanishtra, he must be self-realized in Brahma. These are the two words commonly the traditional people use. The Guru must be Brahmasrotri and Brahmanishtra. So Brahmanishtra means self-realized and Brahmasrotri means must have heard from a right source. Disciple association. Then you pranipatena prakrishtena rupena means one is pranipatena, pranam. But Krishna is not saying praname, he is saying pranipatena. Prabhupada, somebody in Pava was traveling and so many people were coming, Maharaj, pranam. Prabhupada said they are pranami only. They say pranam. They don't follow what I say. In India, you see, if you go as sadhu, Maharaj pranams. Then Maharaj said, chant Hare Krishna, Maharaj pranam. So, there's no pranami, pranipatena. Means you pay obeisance and sit down there. You sit down there. What shall I do by sitting there? Pariparshanena. You inquire. It's not prashnena. It's pariparshanena. Prashnena means ask question. Pariparshanena means ask only question pertaining to transcendental inquiries. Pari means transcendental. You should only ask question pertaining to transcendental inquiries about the self-realization, about the relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul. How to practice that pari-parshana, it's not personal. People go to the Guru and they ask person. Only prashan means question. Maharaj, when my son will get married? That's not this pari-parshana. Which business I should do? Well, then will be profit, Maharaj. This is personal. It's not pari-parshana. 99.9 gurus and 100% disciples have only personal, no pari-parshana. You only go for this purpose to the Guru. Pariparshanena. So you sit down, pay obeisance and sit down. Even you won't get off the ground till he pick you up. It means you are surrendered. Only if he says sit down, then you sit down. Then you ask the transcendental inquiries. Then he will tell you something. And you serve. You render service. Service means follow his instruction. Then when he is satisfied, upadekshanti, when he is satisfied by your inquiries and service, and by your service attitude and humble inquiries, and your pranipatena, your surrendering mood, upadekshanti. Upa means rising up, bringing you up. Ikshanti means I. He will show you. He will show you. He will instruct you. Instruction is like that. When Prabhupada said, if you go to Vrindavan, you cannot see anything. You can only see the Vrindavan through the eyes of a rasik devotee. If there is a devotee, and you listen to him, then you can see Vrindavan. Otherwise you cannot see Vrindavan. So Gyan also you can see through the Chakshur Unmilitan Yena Tatsmai Shri Gurave Namah. So he Upadeshan means he open your eyes, Iksha. He open your eyes and then you can see the transcendental knowledge. Jnana Tattva Darshana, he has seen Darshan, he has already received this. He is always traversing on that path and he will take you holding your finger on that path. That's what the actual meaning is. Now, what are the qualifications for the person and the purpose? This is what we get. So, what is your name, Prabhuji?
Damodar.
Damodar. You read in the purport, we have this one first.
Mental speculation or dry argument cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by the independent books of knowledge can one progress spiritual life.
So three things cannot help you. Either you simply sit down and discuss the spiritual matter as whole. All the people say, I heard this. This is the philosophy I heard. They never studied under any guru, but they can speak anything. Typical in India, everybody is doctor. If you say, I have this sickness, he will definitely advise you something. Iske liye ye to kha lena chahiye. Everybody will definitely advise you. No man or no, but he will always advise. Even if that advice may be harmful for you, but he will always advise. Suna hai aapne, this is nature. That is what it means. When you discuss like this and then you argue, that is useless. You will never understand the Gyan. Number two, speculation, dry argument, neither independent book knowledge. You buy the Bhagavad Gita and read, you will not see anything. You will only see the words like a black marks, that's all. Okay?
One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge.
So three things are negative, one thing is positive. Okay? Next purport.
Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender.
Full surrender means pranipatena.
And one should serve the spiritual master.
Kevya.
Like a menial servant. Without false,
like a manual servant without false prestige means humble. Very humbly he should serve the spiritual master. So pranipatena means surrender. Surrender means you just pay your obeisance, sit down, ask the inquiries about the transcendent and whatever he say you just follow. Okay.
Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life.
Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada anagati kutvati. Satisfaction of self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. So when the spiritual master is satisfied, when disciple has humble, inquiring attitudes, humble inquiring attitude, service mentality, free from false ego, and then he will be satisfied by service. So these two things are important. You have said something? So inquiries and submission, these two things are important to please this spiritual master. Inquiries and submission.
Unless there is a submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective.
Unless there is submission and service. Inquiry, submission, service. Three things. These are the three words of the verse as it is. Submission, pranipatena. Inquiry, pariprasnena. Service, sevaya. Is it okay? As it is, they are the words. Pariprasnena.
Jidnyasu Kriya Uttamam. One must Jidnyasu very much into Vikram to learn from the spiritual master. The inquiry one makes should pertain to transmission service.
Mal Pariprasnena. So sometimes people say, in religion you have not to ask questions, simply you follow. You have no right to ask questions. But here, the prerequisite for the transcendental knowledge is sincere inquiries, jigyasu. So in Bhagavad Gita we see Krishna, Arjuna is asking questions and Krishna is answering. We see in Bhagavatam, Sanat Krishna is asking questions, Sutta Gautama is answering. Parikshat Maharaj asking, Sukhdev Maharaj answering. So, inquiry is most important for the jigyasu, for the disciple. Most important is inquiry.
Blind following him,
Krishna
is Swami, so many
of the people are following him.
Let me become his disciple. This is called blind following. You do not know what is that Swami, whether he is a Swami or a Rasa. You do not know, but because everyone is going, oh, let me become his disciple.
This is blind following. Therefore, our process is 1 year. For 1 year, disciple should observe and understand the Guru, and Guru should also examine the disciple whether he is fit. So there is a 1 year according to the Sanatana Goswami has written the book, Gopal Bhatt Goswami. What is that? Start up. Law book, what is that called? So 1 year is for them. It's not that now people have a passion to have a guru. Like you become a club member. So similarly they have a passion, we have a guru. But which guru you have? How many followers you have? 10,000 followers, yes. I will go to that guru. Have you ever seen that guru? Sometimes I speak like there is I camp and there is the I hospital. Where you want to go for operation? Which is the right place to go for operation? There is the I camp somewhere and there is the I hospital. Which is the right place? If you go to the I camp, there may be a doctor came from somebody you don't know who he is. They will take you there, he will do your operation, then he will go back, so you will never see him. So that is the eye camp operation. This blind following operation is eye camp gurus. You will never see them again. But bona fide hospital, you do operation, go again for dressing, then go again for checkup. If there is any problem, you can get your solved. So that is a bona fide parampara system. If you follow rather than camp operation. So these have 3 days program, and then they say who will have one to take initiation, they come in line, and then Guruji will just get his dakshana, and there are say 10-20 mantra on the notice board, which mantra you like, take and go and chant. Maharaj, which mantra you are chanting? I am beyond chanting mantra. That is what the whole process is. So that is blind following. Next.
Absurd inquiries.
So inquiries must be humble inquiries, no absurd inquiries.
Just like somebody goes to a so-called spiritual master and he asks his spiritual master, can you show me God? And the spiritual master immediately showed him God. You see, this rascal dump is going on. Suppose if you go to a professor and you say, oh, you are a professor, can you make me immediately MA? And if he said yes, why not? Then you are not a fool.
Are you not a fool? If you go to the university and say, professor, sir, you are professor, yes. Can you make me today a doctor? And he says, yes. And then you accept. Are you not a fool? You have to go through process. So this is absurd inquiry. What is absurd? Show me God. It's an absurd inquiry. Or Ma, Guruji, you have seen God. It's an absurd inquiry. Have you seen God? Can you show me God? Have you seen Krishna? Are you sure Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita? What is the proof? These are absurd inquiries. They won't help. Now, who will read this? Prabhuji? Damodar ke baad? Sharna? Govinda, yes. You have?
You have to take it. You go to your marketplace, you buy something. Suppose you buy, purchase one knife. You know what is knife. It must be a sharpened instrument. You see how it is cutting. You test it. So, suppose if you go to somebody to see God, how you will test it if you don't know what is God? Then he will give you, supply you, deliver you one dog, and you understand, this is God. So what is your testing power?
This is Prabhupada.
At least you must have some theoretical knowledge what is God.
So you must have a sambandha knowledge of the God. If you know what is God, if you don't know what is God, he can give you anything and you accept him as a God. Okay? This is Prabhupada's lecture in 69. For those people, you don't know God and people say, you are God. Do you know what is God? How you are God? You don't know about God, then how can you say that you are God? Sevaya. This is Sevaya. If you go to market and buy, you have to pay something. You cannot pay anything to the spiritual master. Therefore, Sevaya. You have to render service. That's what Sevaya, definition of Sevaya. Now then, for something for you. There's something which is based on this purpose. You have, one person is saying, I am my own guru. I don't need anyone else. I simply follow Shastra, which is the highest authority, because it was spoken by Lord Krishna. So, how will you argue with this person? Flip chart, you can write something. I am my own guru, I don't need guru. I am following Shastra, which is Krishna said himself. What do you think? Sorry? So Krishna set himself an example, though he don't need, he accepted Guru. One argument. Somebody can write?
Yes, one cannot get knowledge without going to a school.
So from the purport, only by reading books you will not understand. The answer you can give is, can you buy the chemistry book and become a chemistry professor from the shop? Is it not possible in the world? Not ordinary world? Hare Krishna. In ordinary world it is possible?
No.
Then? So only book will not do. You need the person. Because there are, so Krishna himself has accepted Guru. The first argument is Krishna himself accepted Guru. The second I assume it is?
Myself,
we cannot achieve knowledge through this. This is a problem. Books cannot discipline you. Books cannot discipline you. Disciple. Disciple means discipline. How can book discipline you when you do wrong? Interpretation, misunderstandings from the books, interpretation. Books cannot discipline you. Yes? For knowing God, you need a devotee of God to explain book of God. For knowing God, you need the devotee of the God to explain book of the God. You cannot understand on its own. Like in ordinary life, you cannot understand anything. There are many people like whole Sikhism, Granth is Guru. They believe this book Granth Sahib is Guru. We don't need a living Guru. This is a concept at many places. We don't need living Guru. I told you this story. Husband and wife, they have a fight. They could not talk for a few days. Husband has to go early in the morning. I told you this story. He told to the wife, he did not tell, but he just wrote to the wife, wake me up at 4 o'clock. And then she also wrote and put. And so this is what book cannot wake you up. Book cannot wake you up. You need a person to wake you up. From the Maya, sleeping in the lap of Maya, book cannot wake you up. Books are like maps. When you navigate in a sea, you need two things. You need the map and you need the captain who reads the map. So you are a passenger, you have a map, but you don't have captain. How can you navigate? There's no guru means no captain. No captain, then how the ship will progress further? Map will not do. You need the person. Okay, this is one argument. Next. Unless someone can reply to my question I ask, I cannot and should not accept him as a spiritual master. He must have seen the truth. Absurd inquiry. This is what type of mood this is? The argument Prabhupada gave for this is, do you know God? If he gives you doubt, how can you recognize? This is the argument to defeat him. Okay? I think it will take time. I am so lucky that I have Guru. Now I don't have to think. Blind following. I don't have to think. Guru is simply initiating you. Initiating means he simply starts you, then you have to walk yourself. So this is another type of, I have Guru, I am lucky. Well, I have nothing to worry now, Guru will do everything. Yes, somebody want to contribute on this? I have nothing to do. Blind following. Some argument on this? This is blind following. In the purport of verse 434 of the Gita, Srila Prabhupada mentioned how two things, challenging inquiries and blind following, are to be avoided. How do we reconcile the need to accept authority and need to question. So on the one side, Prabhupada said, you have humble inquiry and you must follow authority, means sir. On the other side, Prabhupada is saying, challenging inquiries and blind following will not work. So how will you reconcile these two? There are two opposite statements. What is your understanding about this? Sorry? Inquiry for understanding, not for testing. Okay? Following authority, not blind following, what it means. Following the authority when it is a parampara, check the parampara. Okay? Guru is very kind, okay? Transcendental inquiries. So, when it comes to the Shastric knowledge, if someone asks too many questions, it shows they have many doubts. This is therefore a bad sign of devotee. For a doubting soul, there is no happiness in this world or next. What do you think? Because what are these statements? We have to clear doubts. Very good.
Doubt?
Doubt destroy faith?
Doubt
without faith. There is some type of people you meet and they will talk like this. So based on your understanding of Bhagavad Gita, you have to answer. 35, result of the knowledge. Verse 35, read the 35, verse 35. What is that?
Yajyatvan punar moham evam yasasi pandava yena bhutani ateshani dakshasi atmaneya.
Yajyatva, when you qualify to be a disciple, when the Guru imparts you transcendental knowledge, means yajyatva. Na punar moham. Na punar moham evam yasyasi pandava. You can never ever fall in illusion again. The illusion, what was the illusion of Arjuna in the battlefield? These are my relatives. It was bodily concept. When you get transcendental knowledge, then you will not see body, you will see the soul and super soul and their relationship. So you will never ever get in illusion because you will understand the constitutional position of the soul and its relation with the super soul. And what is the relation with super soul? Yena bhutani ateshani. All these living entities which have now bodies without single one. Ateshani means all. No one left. Atesh. Sesh means left. Atesh means no, means complete. All. Darkshyasi, you will see. Atmani atho mai, you will see them in Paramatma, that is me. Now you read the translation. Krishna, Krishna Kripa, read the translation.
Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of discipline. Or in other words, They are
mine. Is it clear? You look at the Sanskrit verse and you can understand what it means. Is it clear? Now, Prabhupada is very lengthy and very nice, but particularly you understand that you are soul part and parcel, and all souls are part and parcel of Krishna. And go to the second para. There's something Prabhupada is repeating Mayavad philosophy in the first para. Second para, I'll go in the middle somewhere. The whole teaching of Bhagavad Gita, can you find this?
Yes.
This is a principle, a very important statement. The whole teaching of the Gita is targeted towards this end, that living being, as Krishna's eternal servitor, cannot be separated from Krishna. And this sense of being an identity apart from Krishna is called Maya. Okay? Everything is connected to Krishna. Anything which is not connected to Krishna is Maya. Maya, Prabhupada has given the definition of Maya in the fifth line of the purport. Ma means not, ya means this. What that is not. And the last line of the worship, of the purport, from Bhagavatam, Prabhupada is quoting what is called Mukti. You know, what is Mukti? Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vivastita. This is definition of liberation. Mukti means hitva. Hitva means giving up. Anyatha rupam, the other identity, which is bodily identity. Swarupena avasthita, and situated in a constitutional position as a soul. Anyatha rupam hitva, giving up the false identity and establishing true identity is called mukti. Is it okay? Now this verse, this is the, what is the first line of the purport? The result of receiving knowledge is that you will not never fall into illusion again. This first result. Why you will not fall in illusion? Because you know all the living entities connected with Krishna. Now, glorification of knowledge, verse 36. Api chedasi papebhya sarvebhya papakritam maha sarvam jnana palve naiva virjanam santarishyasi. This is something like api chedasi papebhya sarvebhya papakritam maha papakritam maha. Good, better, best. You understand this? Papkirt, papkirtar, papkirtamma. Superlative degree. It means you select 100 sinners, select 10, and out of 10 get the one most sinner. That is papkirtamma. Apicheta, even if papebhyata, of all the sinners, you are the topmost. Sarvam jnana palve naiva, if you board on this knowledge, boat of knowledge, this transcendental boat of transcendental knowledge, virjanam sam tarishyasi, virjanam, this ocean of misery you will cross very quickly. So, how? Because one other verse we have discussed earlier, all these sins are burned by the fire of transcendental knowledge. The fire of transcendental knowledge burn all this sin to the ashes. So if you board on the ship of transcendental knowledge, demigods praying to the Krishna in the prison house of Kamsa before the birth of Krishna, they say, your pada potena mahat kritena, your lotus feet is a boat. And this boat, you have not to board, simply you have to meditate. Mahat kritena, the devotees have made your lotus feet a boat. If you simply, you have not to board on the boat. You simply think of lotus feet of Krishna and you are already out of this material world. So this verse glorifies the jnana. Now read the translation, Srivasangan Prabhu. Even if
you are considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of
sin. So in purport you go, this material world is sometimes, purport you can find out this?
This material world is sometimes regarded as the ocean of nectar and sometimes as a breathing world.
In the ocean, however expert a swimmer one may be, the struggle for existence is very severe. Anybody can swim the ocean? No. You need boat. So this word is the ocean. Sansara Sagar. Bhava Sagar. So you need ocean. How can you cross this ocean? You need boat. Boat of the transcendental knowledge. And transcendental knowledge is knowledge about the Krishna's birth and activities. So lotus feet of Krishna is the boat. Therefore, first and second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam are called Padma Padma. They are the two lotus feet of Krishna. Pada Padma. First and second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, they are called the lotus feet of Krishna. Do you understand? So you need boat. Sometimes sansara is considered to be blazing fire. Sansara Davanal. Davanal means blazing fire. No fire brigade can ever go in the jungle and extinguish the fire. Only mercy, rain, can do that. So this is the boat of Krishna consciousness is very simple, but at the same time is the boat is most sublime means blissful. Sublime means really extraordinary, blissful, very pleasant. When you go in that boat, you forget the material world. It's like transformation. In chemistry, sublimation means from the water to the vapor, directly. From solid to the gas, without becoming liquid. So from material world, without going to the hell or heaven, you will be directly in the spiritual world. That's the sublime. There's no in between. Nothing can be seen, but you are transformed. Your person will be transformed from the material man to a devotee. You are just paradigm shift. Immediately, everything changes. That's called sublime. Sublime means blissful also. Sublime is a spiritual highest realization, something like that. So there is some argument on this verse. The argument is like this, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying. This verse is a glorification of knowledge. Okay? The verse is stated, if you are the most sinful, then all sinners. But how could a person who is sinful be pure in heart? And without purity of heart, how could he attain realization of knowledge? Because we know your heart is not pure, you cannot get knowledge. Okay. Actually, it is not possible for one who has attained knowledge to commit sinful activities. Third thing, if he has knowledge, then why will he do the sinful activities? Madhusudan Saraswati explained, the word api, chet, are used to show the assumption of impossible. This is impossible, but it can happen also. Hare Krishna Parsarthi Jago. If you sleep, then how the rest will go? Sometimes bus, if driver sleeps, then everybody sleeps. No driver sleeping is not allowed. Hare Krishna. Assumption of impossible, that which is not possible, that can happen. The common, though the commission of sin would be impossible, the assumption is made to show result of attaining knowledge. Like there are sometimes you can see in Ramayana something, Ramji is saying something which is, somebody can drink ocean water, I can believe that. So something like, sun may sometime become cold like ice, I can do, it can happen. But my words will never change. It's something like that. Impossible can be there, but my things, knowledge is more than that. That's what the assumption is. Okay? Let's go to the further next verse. Verse 37. The question is, what happened to the sins of the sinner when he will be boarding on the boat? So the answer is, Yathaidamsi samiddho agne basamsat kurute arjuna jnana agni sarva karmani basamsat kurute tatha. Indhan indhati. You may have any number of dry wood. One simple match stick will burn all to ashes. Yathaye dhansi smedho agni batamsat kurute. Samidha means, for yajna they bring the wood that is called samidha. Samidha means wood. Wood is burned to ashes by fire, even there will be some ashes. But jnana agni sarva karmani bhasamsat kurute tatha. Similarly, the fire of knowledge burn all the sinful reactions, not to the ashes but to nothing. Even samidha is burned, there will be ashes, but there will be no trace of anything. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, there is something which you will read in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The sinful activities are of different types. Some are in seed, they are called bij. Some are fructified, they are called pralambad. Some are in the process, fruit. Some are in the process of fructification. So these are the sinful activities which are in different stages. Except pralambad, all the sinful activities in any stage they are burned to ashes, but not the pralambad. What is pralambad? Those karma, those action, the fruit is mature. We got this body because of pralambad. So jnana will burn all the sinful reaction except the pralambad. What is this body? It's not going to finish this body. So generally pralambad karma remains, but there is the alteration in that too. There is some alteration by that. But generally pralambad is a body which we got now. Its example is given like, if you have seed and you roast the seed, and then you put the seed in the soil, there will be no fructification, there will be no growth. So all these sinful activities which are in the seed form, by this transcendent knowledge, burn to zero. That's what we say when we take initiation, all these sinful reactions are burned by the transcendent knowledge given by Gurudev. Divya Gyan Hirde Prakashito. Divya Gyan, when he gives Divya Gyan, all the sinful activities burn to ashes. Only this body remains, that's it. So this is the, you read this, there are four type of karmas put in the line. This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is a question on this. So this you leave for the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but you can see this. Stages, these are the stages. What are these stages? Stage of reaction, reaction in making, reaction fortifying, reaction already achieved, and the reaction in priority. So these are the different words, okay? Which in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu are very more vividly described. Next verse, again glorification of Jnan. So this is another result of the Jnan. One result of the Jnan is you will never be again put in illusion. Why? Because you know everything related to me, no Maya. Second result of the Jnan is all your sinful activities will be burned to zero, nothing. All pralabdh karma, koot karma, kriyaman karma, everything will burn. Save body of the pralabdh karma, okay? This is another result of the Jnan. Then there is a glorification of Jnan. Nahi jnanena sadarsham pavitram iha vidyate tatvayam yoga samsiddhim kalenatmani vindati. Nahi jnanena sadarsham, like Jnan, pavitram iha, in this world, pavitram, pure, vidyate. There is nothing known in this world as pure as transcendental knowledge. Tat swayam yoga samsiddhim. When you start devotional service, bhakti yoga, kalen atmani, within due course of time, vindati, you will enjoy the result. In due course of time, it takes little time. But this jnana is so purifying that you will get the result. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. Yoga samsiddhim. And one who has become accomplished in this practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita. What is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita? Peace and knowledge culminate in Krishna consciousness. So in due course of time, you will be peaceful. Asantasya kuta sukham. In second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this is the verse. If you are not united, ayukta, if you are not united with Krishna in devotional service, ka bhavana, then where is the bhavana? Abhavyata kaha shanti. If you are not having a service attitude, then there is no shanti. Ashantasya puta sukham. There is no peace, how can there be happiness? So you will get happiness in due course of time by practice of devotional service on the platform of this transcendental knowledge. Now, verse 14 says, qualification for acquiring this knowledge. Who are eligible? Shardhavan labhate jnanam tatparasanyatindriya jnanam labdva pram shantim nacharanat gachyati. So, first qualification is Shardhavan. He must be faithful. Number two, Sanyat Indriya, he must have a control over the senses. And then what he will get? Very soon, he will get peace, shanti. Faithful person, number one. Number two, dedicated to the transcendental knowledge. And number three, subdue his senses. They are eligible to achieve the knowledge. And if you get knowledge, you will get peace.
faith, this faith. Can you see? This faith is attained by the discharging of devotional service and by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, which cleans one's heart from the material dirt. Over and above this, one should control the senses. Who is not eligible for? So there's some commentary, but this is not. This is Sarandaran to me writes something on this. So from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Mataji, can Anjali, you read this, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti. Let us read the verse 40. Agnyasya sadhanasya sankhya atma vinashyati nayam loko asti na paro na sukham sankhya atmanah. So three type of persons are the three disqualification. Agnyas. Agnya means those who are ignorant, fool, like animals. They cannot get this knowledge. Number two, ashraddhana, those who are faithless. Why they are faithless? Because they see, it's like you don't say to others, if the people come here in our temple and if we fight on and argue on something, they see he's saying something, so they will not have a faith. So though they are religious, they will come here. If they don't see cooperation here, they will be disturbed. So such type of people, they go one place, second place, third place, and you see everything is same. And then they lose faith. So they will not be the candidate for transcendental knowledge. And third is sankhya atma, the doubters. But the sankhya atma vinashyati. Nayam sukho asti na paro, na sukham sankhya atmanaha. Those who are doubters, they have no happiness in this world or in the next world. Out of the three, the worst is doubter. Agnas, anyway, Ashardhana will come in the temple, he will take prasad, he will get some sukh. A jnani like animal, he can come in temple, but he can get prasad. But doubter, I don't know this prasad, yesterday maybe. And it appears to be yesterday's prasad, Baba. He has a doubt. I have seen it. There was a festival, we were there. They were serving morning breakfast. Somebody says, this was left over from yesterday, Prabhu. So he said, let's go to the home and eat there. So they won't enjoy. At home there was nothing. So there is no prasad in temple, no prasad in home. This is doubter will be failure at both places. So don't doubt. This is what doubter means. Now, this is the last verse, last but one. Yoga samyasta karmanam jnana sanchan sanchaya atmavantam karmani nivadhananti dhananjaya. Yoga sanyasta karmanam. do all your activity yoga sannyasa in devotional service. Do your all activities as a devotional service. Yoga sannyasa karmanam. You'll do all the karma in devotional service without any fruitful mentality. How? Jnana sanchan, in a transcendental knowledge. Sanchan, whatever, sanchan sanchan, whatever the doubts you have, slain those doubts by spiritual knowledge. Slain those knowledge by transcendental knowledge, do all your work. Still you work. Knowledge you use for slashing the doubt. But you do activity in devotional service. Atvantam na karmani nivadhananti dhananjaya. If you do work like this, Arjun, you will never be nivandhanti, you will never be bound by action. One who acts in the devotional service, announcing fruits of the action, and whose doubts have been destroyed by the transcendental knowledge, is situated fixedly in the self. Thus he is not bound by the reaction of work or conquer of fire. Doubts, become free from doubts by the grace of transcendental knowledge. What is that transcendental knowledge? He is the part and parcel of Lord and full Krishna conscious. So by knowledge, now this is the last verse which will create doubt in Arjuna. Which word?
Not bound by what?
Not
bound by the reaction of what?
Not bound by the reaction work means whatever the karma he does, there will be no good or bad reaction to that. So it's a karma, something like devotional service. So no reaction to that karma. Transcendental knowledge will burn all the reaction, all the doubts. And his activities will be offered as a service to Krishna. What it means is, Arjun, now you will fight for my pleasure. By this transcendental knowledge, that these bodies are not actually the soul. Souls can never be slain. Therefore you fight, and in this fighting there will be no sinful reaction. Ultimately, this is what actually directly for Arjuna. It's for everywhere, but right now next verse will create doubt in Arjuna's mind. Krishna is saying no doubt, and Krishna will have. And Krishna is putting Arjuna in doubt. Yes. He is putting Arjuna in situation of doubt that Arjuna should ask questions. Because Krishna wants to clarify that they have to work for Krishna in all circumstances. From any stage, any platform, they have to work. They cannot give work. So Krishna is again saying something which will confuse Arjuna. So this is what Krishna is saying, see. Tasmad ajnan sambhutam hirtistam jnanasmatmanah chitvam sancham yogam atishto tishta bharata. Tasmad, therefore, ajnan sambhutam, what has become from the ignorance, chittatvam sancham, by your transcendental knowledge, cut that. Then, artisto tishta bharat, and stand up and fight. So, therefore, the doubt which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be placed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharat, stand and fight. Now Arjuna will ask question in 5th chapter based on this verse in doubt. Couple verses. But this purport has couple things very clear. There is one new word Prabhupada is using in this purport. Can you see? Yoga system instructed in this chapter is called Sanatana Yoga. It's a new word. are eternal activities performed by living entities. The Sanatana Yoga means eternal activities performed by living entities, whether that is devotional service. This yoga has two divisions: sacrificial action. One is called sacrifice of one's material possession, and the other is called knowledge of the self. So sacrifice in this chapter are two types. One is sacrifice one's material possession, and the other is called knowledge of the self, which is pure spiritual activity. So yoga has two divisions, and then if the sacrifice of one's material possession is not devotional for spiritual realization, then such sacrifice become material. But one who performs such sacrifice with a spiritual objective or in devotional service make a perfect sacrifice. When we come to the spiritual activities, we find they are all of two types, again divided into two, namely understanding one's own self and the truth regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is something you read the whole purport, there's a summary of the whole chapter given by Prabhupada. Let me come here. Kya ho gaya? Huh? What? He's crying here? From where? What happened? आत्मा नहीं है, आत्मा चला गया. गौरंगा Now, you think yourself, one and one, pair, sit together. What gives you faith in scripture and the process of Krishna consciousness? What doubts, if any, do you have regarding scripture and process of devotional service? What steps are you taking to overcome these doubts? You discuss among them yourself. You have any doubt in Gita? You have any doubt in Bhagavatam? You have how much faith you have in these? And are you doing something? Is something you reflect on yourself? There is something more also. What do you think about this? No doubts. Faith, full faith. No. The results are different for faithless and doubter. Faithless may have something, but doubter is worse. You can do this exercise? No. You have no interest, because you have all full faith and you don't have doubts. But the three words are used separately, and the definition is given also by Vishnu or Chakravarti, separate for all. Doubter has a faith, he is not faithless. He has a faith, but he has a doubt. That Like he knows this is prasad, but it's from yesterday. So he knows prasad, but he has a doubt. But faithless has no doubt. He don't know it is prasad. Faithless is different. So this is the last verse we have done, just done. Oh, it is finished. Okay. What is he asking me? Do you want to save? No. I think for today everybody is tired. Maybe we should leave it here. What do you think?
Yes.
You want to see the chapter 5th like this?
No.
This is the name of the chapter 5. Know the name of chapter 5. Tomorrow there is no turn for you.
Yes.
Your turn is tomorrow again?
Yes.
Day after tomorrow. So lesson, this is yoga, action and Krishna consciousness. This chapter 5 is called. Name of the chapter 5 is?
Karma
Yoga, action and Krishna consciousness. The traditional name for this chapter is Karma Sannyasa Yoga. Karma Sannyasa Yoga means giving up the fruits of action. Karma Sannyasa. Not the sannyas of the activity, but the sannyas of the fruits of them. So this has, first question is Arjun's doubt in chapter 5. And then Krishna is answering up to verse 6. Karma Yoga is better than Karma Sannyas. Huh? So up till verse 1 to 6, Karma Yoga is better than Karma Sannyas. Chapter 5. 7 to 12, Nishkam Karma Yogi with a full knowledge. Then there are three terminologies described: Ishwar, Jeev and Prakriti. Ishwar, Jeev, Prakriti. Then vision of a Jnani and Paramatmavadi. Vision. Jnani and Paramatmavadi, how they see. The very common verse everybody knows, famous. Vidya Vina Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hasmi Suni Jaiva Sakwake Chapandita Samdarshana. That's Samdarshi. Vision of a self-realized. Introduction of Dhyana Yoga. And the last, smaller chapter, last verse is Peace Formula. You know this verse. Bhoktaram Yagataka Samsava Loka Maheshwara. So this is what we have to discuss maybe next time, okay? Today is a heavy duty day. We break it here. Alright? So let's see what is Krishna.